welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes, as we have a conversation about faith and how to integrate our faith into all the areas of our lives. On this show, we share testimonies and faith journeys intended to encourage you if you're already a believer, and challenge you a little bit if you're still checking out faith. Because the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing from the Word of God. So that's what we do on this show. We share the Word, and we pray that God will open up your hearts to receive the Word today, and also give you eyes to see and ears to hear in Jesus' name. We have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes now, and we also have a website. It's everydayfaithradio.com. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a comment, just leave us a question. And if you have a prayer request, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to pray for you. So again, this is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us.
When Hurricane Florence struck the East Coast, homes were demolished, families displaced, and as always, it's children who suffer the most. That's why Save the Children is there. Right now, Save the Children is making sure children and families devastated by Hurricane Florence get the help they need. When you partner with Save the Children, you can send love, care, and critical aid right here at home. Find out more at www.savethechildren.org.
Hi, this is Joe Thomas. Join me, the Greene County Sheriff's Department, Shenandoah Joe's Coffee Roasters, Sam's Club, and Walmart of Central Virginia, helping Toy Lift Charities stuff a couple of tractor trailers full of supplies needed by families whose lives have been ravaged by Hurricane Florence on the Carolina coast. All this weekend, tractor trailers will be at the Sam's Club on Berkmar, the Walmart in Rutgersville, and at Shenandoah Joe's Coffee Roasters on WCHV.
And then you're out. Not the only one praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today we have my friend Joseph Viraxa. Joseph, thanks for being on the show today.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Could you start by letting our listeners know kind of who you are and what you're doing today right now, and then we're going to kind of work backwards in time?
Absolutely. I am a chaplain with the Good News Jail and Prison Ministry, currently serving the Albemarle-Charlottesville Regional Jail. Started there April 2nd of this year and continue to service the inmates there and minister to them as well as the staff.
Wow, amazing. Could you kind of tell us a little bit about how you ended up in this position?
That's a great story. I was in my living room one evening. I had been just contemplating my Christian walk and the complacency of it, and really just asking God where he wanted me to go. And I went to Matthew 25, about feeding the hungry, clothing those who were naked, taking those in who needed shelter. It was the part about visiting in prison that grabbed me, and I wasn't sure how I was going to do that. So it was a few days later, I saw an old flyer for an old golf tournament for the Good News Jail and Ministry posted at Dr. Hayes' office, the veterinarian, and up at Albemarle Airport. And I gave a call, and I became a volunteer for about 2 years. And then Pastor Minor, Chaplain Minor, was about to retire, and he asked me if I'd take it over. And I said, absolutely. It could have been scripted any better. I
wasn't. No hesitation on your part.
No hesitation whatsoever.
Wow.
Jumped all over.
So I love the part about the complacency part, which, you know, I can relate to. And then, you know, oftentimes we look in other places rather than asking God for wisdom, like, what should I be doing now?
Exactly.
And I will tell you, as a believer now in my 50s, my Christian walk is much different than earlier in life. And so I often, as men in particular, oftentimes we try to figure things out. But I think as humans, we try to figure things out on our own and don't realize that we have the God of the universe here ready to give us wisdom.
It is, and it's remarkable the way that happened, because it really wasn't like I was looking for a chaplaincy position. I was just looking to serve.
Oh.
And what that was like. And that passage lists six categories, and it doesn't say in parenthesis, choose three of those. It doesn't say, hey, if you only do the sick part and visit the sick and clothe those, there are six categories that Jesus mentioned, and as you've done to these, the least of my brethren, you've done to me. And I couldn't say that. And that grabbed me pretty hard. So for me, it was an honor that he's using me to help change lives.
And so it was Chaplain Minor that you succeeded?
Yes, sir.
And he was there a good long time.
15 plus years. Yeah. And I got to learn under him for about 2 years. A remarkable man.
Okay, so now, if you would, again, this is Everyday Faith Radio, and our guest is Joseph Viroxa, who is the pastor of the Charlottesville-Albemarle Regional Jail.
Yes, sir.
Tell us what you do as chaplain of the jail. What's that like?
That's remarkable. I could tell you it's a battle every day. The enemy meets me at the door. Every day. It's, as one man said, the inmates aren't the enemy, but the enemy has them captive. So I like to be on the assault. I like to be proactive and not reactive. So every day, when I go in there, what I see, used to see more often than not, despair, hopelessness. One of the first things I did as a new chaplain, I went right into the toughest place I thought, and I looked at those inmates, and that's what I saw. And one inmate in particular looked at me and said, please help me. Please help me. And it was so claustrophobic in there. It was so heavy in there. And I thought, this is going to change. We're going to change this. We're going to go on the assault, and we're going to get in here, and we're going to start offering compassion, hope, and we're going to offer the cross and forgiveness and what that's all about. So every day, that's my game plan. How am I going to reach this person? I have volunteers coming in, teaching. I'm recruiting all kinds of local pastors to come in and teach the gospel. I have people coming in to help me push books and literature, Christian literature. There were very little books for women. When I got there, I created a library, so to speak. I now have 400 books or more just for the female population, because I think people forget there's a female population in there that probably 15% of it are female.
What's the total population?
Close to 500, about 485 inmates.
Wow.
And so I deal with that every day. And, you know, again, what an honor for me to feel like the Lord is using me. To help change a life or two.
You know, I have just a couple of thoughts. Obviously, there are inmates who have people who have made bad decisions who are in the jail, but
as
then
we all have.
but then there, you know, there's, I'm sure, because I've visited the jail. I had a relative that was housed there, and you see also some pretty everyday people that just made some really tragic errors. And then, as my mother likes to say, there by the grace of God go I. Right?
Amen.
I
mean, you look in the mirror.
Yeah.
If we could be incarcerated by what we thought,
yes,
we'd be in there as well. But it is hard, because I've seen inmates, young men that actually have stayed at my house. I've seen people I know in there as well. But the beauty of being in there and the beauty of the gospel is that God's love is not on the same scale as ours. And the hopelessness for most is that, how can I possibly be forgiven? How can God love me after what I've done? And especially if they've grown up in a Christian home. The guilt is heavy. And they feel that this is there is no chance. This is the island of misfit toys. The rejects. Nobody wants us. We're broken. And that's not true. Because in reality, here's the wake-up call, we're all broken.
Yes.
And we need that love and compassion that goes beyond our understanding, and we've got to look beyond that when we're ministering to these inmates. That Jesus' love is so much deeper, and it's not our grip on him, it's his grip on us. He's not going to let us go.
It's a great message. This is Everyday Faith Radio, and our guest today is the chaplain of the Charlottesville Regional Detention Center, Joseph Viroxa. Joseph, a guest that we had on earlier this summer was my friend Connolly Gillum, and we got to talking and came up with this theory that I wonder if you would agree with, is sometimes you are never more eligible for an encounter with Jesus than when your life is an absolute disaster. You, I mean, can so in other words, you think you've hit rock bottom, and here you are, and you walk into the Albemarle County Jail, and now you're an inmate, and you're part of the population. Your life, you feel like it is an absolute tragedy at that point in time. But really, that may be the moment, that may be your Jesus moment.
It may be, exactly. And maybe a question I ask is, how do you see God in all of this, is what I ask the inmates. Mm. How do you see God in this work? And most will tell me that he had to get my attention because he had been trying, I had been listening. Mm-hmm. And at that point is when we could start talking, or I say, when you come to the trough, so to speak, when the prodigal was eating the slop and he realized he can go home to his father. Mm-hmm. And it's at that point that I can minister to people because their hearts are open. They want to listen. Mm-hmm. And they're eager to hear that there is hope. Mm-hmm. And I think that's an incredible point. And the transformation that takes place, even on, you know, recently we had a baptism of 11 inmates.
Wow.
8 were female, 3 were male. Mm. Out of the females and the males was a father and daughter.
Oh.
Baptized on the same day, same place.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Remarkable.
Yes.
And I know both of them. And I know that man, when he first got in there, mm-hmm. the angry man, mm-hmm. had transformed. Mm-hmm. So the spirit is alive and well, and it mm-hmm. cannot be contained. Mm-hmm. So that's the hope that we have when we go in there.
Mm. You know, then I think about one of the stories that has really gotten my attention the last few years is in Genesis, and the whole story of Joseph. And he spent time, your namesake,
yeah.
right? He spent time in the prison. And one of my life verses that I talk about on this program a lot, this is my paraphrase of Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, what the enemy meant for bad, God will use for good. And you see that play out in Joseph's life when he's in what could be like the bottom of his life. Right. Yet he ends up, God ends up using that time. And I just wonder if that's a verse that you can kind of see play out where you are. You probably see that day in and day out.
Day in, day out. Yeah. Absolutely. And I think, and that's, again, that's where hope comes in, that God is in control of this. Mm-hmm. I remind them not to look back at the train wreck, because you can't fix that. Mm-hmm. God can. Let's look forward. Let's look forward at the finish line, at the tape, the crossing the finish line, and what that looks like. Mm-hmm. And we can move forward from that point.
And use this time. I mean, the distractions have been, a lot of them have been taken away, stripped away, and it can be
it's a great time to reflect and meditate, but there are some distractions in there as well, so that they have to face.
Well, this is Everyday Faith Radio, and our guest today is the chaplain of the Charlottesville Regional Jail, Joseph Baraksa. Joseph, I'm also reminded, we talked a little bit about this morning in our men's group in Luke chapter 4, when Jesus is in the synagogue, and it's his kind of coming out party, if you will. He's been baptized. He's had his 40 days in the wilderness, and now he ends up in the scroll in the local synagogue, and he picks up the scroll and basically announces his mission statement, which is he's come to set the captives free.
Yes.
And it seems like oftentimes the prison, you can have a physical prison, but you and I have talked about this, the prison can also, that battle can also be in your mind as well. You can be held captive by many other things.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure you see that at the jail.
I see that, and I remind them that if the Son has made you free, you are free indeed, so you need to live like you're free.
Amen.
And what that looks like, why put the shackles back on?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think once that light pops on, they realize, yes, legally, my faith in Christ has acquitted me, so I can live like I'm free. And that's what we're trying to do with the inmates, so then they become leaders.
Yes.
To lead other people to Christ. Either 95% of those folks are coming back into the community, or they're going to another facility. Mm-hmm. So why not teach the inmates to be leaders so they can lead other people?
We're headed towards the break here, but I'm also reminded, as I hear your story, Joseph, I'm also reminded of Isaiah 61, where the prophet Isaiah, in foreshadowing for Jesus' life, talks about how I will bring beauty out of ashes, And, you know, again, you're in a situation there where you have inmates who maybe feel like they are absolutely at rock bottom. But the work that you're doing, Joseph, you are just to be commended and doing an amazing service for this community. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with our guest, Joseph Viraxa. Please stay with us.
When Hurricane Florence struck the East Coast, homes were demolished, families displaced, and as always, it's children who suffer the most. That's why Save the Children is there. Right now, Save the Children is making sure children and families devastated by Hurricane Florence get the help they need. When you partner with Save the Children, you can send love, care, and critical aid right here at home. Find out more at www.savethechildren.org.
Hi, this is Joe Thomas. Join me, the Greene County Sheriff's Department, Shenandoah Joe's Coffee Roasters, Sam's Club, and Walmart of Central Virginia, helping toy lift charities stuff a couple of tractor trailers full of supplies needed by families whose lives have been ravaged by Hurricane Florence on the Carolina coast. All this weekend, tractor trailers will be at the Sam's Club on Berkmar, the Walmart in Rutgersville, and at Shenandoah Joe's Coffee Roasters on WCHV.
And then you're out of desperation.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today, Joseph Viraxa, who is the chaplain of the Charlottesville Alamo Regional Detention Center. Joseph, thanks for sharing with us what you're doing at the jail. If any of our listeners are interested in getting involved, right, volunteering, how would they go about that?
They can just call the facility at 434-977-6981. My extension is 221. Mm. And we can just talk. I encourage people to take a tour with me, which I do every third Wednesday of the month. Mm-hmm. And we start there, and that way they get a reality check of what's going on and what it looks like behind mm-hmm. the bars.
Well, now we want to shift to a little bit about how you came to faith in Jesus. Mm-hmm. And if you could just kind of bring us back to how did that happen in your life?
That's a great story. It's an incredible story, and I will try to shorten it.
Sure.
I was in the military at the time, in the Navy, as a matter of fact, stationed in Virginia Beach, in Norfolk. And again, came to a place in my life where I thought I pretty much had done everything and wasn't happy with where I was and wasn't sure there was anything left. And I remember getting on my knees in the apartment I had and crying, begging God to kill me or cure me because I couldn't do another step. Mm. And I fell into a dream. Mm. And I grew up Catholic. This is significant because, you know, the Catholics, where you have the crucifixes on the walls, all yeah. the good, especially old school Catholics. And through many things were happening in that dream. I heard a lot of voices and just things saying, you know, don't listen to him. And I saw one of those crucifixes, like we used to have on our wall, my mom used to have on the wall. And it came to life, mm. turned bright white. And Jesus looked at me and said, believe only in me. Mm. And I said, okay. And I woke up in the same spot. I was drenched in tears and sweat. And I realized something changed. My chest felt light. Mm. It felt like a burden had just been completely gone. I was, something new happened. I wasn't sure what. And I didn't know what to do. I felt like I was floating. Very shortly after, I met a man at the gym, turned out to be a strong Christian man, ended up mentoring me. Because I'd lost all of my friends. I gave my testimony to all of my sailor friends. I brought him to the house. I said, my life's changed. I no longer am this guy. Something's happened. And they all left. Two of them were crying, but they didn't want anything to do with that, which was okay with me. And I moved on, and I started meeting people, and the Lord started putting Christian men in my life. I got involved in church, small groups. I got involved in a soup kitchen ministry. That soup kitchen ministry led to us booking Christian bands at night. And one night, I saw this beautiful young woman singing on stage, and I thought, that girl's either taken or somebody made a mistake. Met her in between sets, And 9 months later, we were married. We were married 29 years with three children.
Wow.
So things like that happened so quick. And I got involved in street ministry. I was working with runaway teens. I was working with soup kitchen people. I was working with homeless people, just on fire, not even knowing what I was doing.
Mm.
One of the first funerals I did, I came to the soup kitchen. There was just people up there. And their son had been thrown off a building and was murdered. Mm. And they wanted me to do the funeral right there. Mm. Brand new Christian. I had one of those Gideon's pocket Psalms and Proverbs book. That's all I had. Knowing nothing in there and praying. Mm. Ended up reading something out of the Psalms and praying for the family and conducting whatever service they needed for closure. Mm. And things like that began to happen in my life every day. Mm-hmm. He just kept putting things and people to serve and things to do. And I ended up going to undergrad at Eastern Mennonite. I got a undergrad degree in biblical studies and theology and youth ministry. Mm-hmm. And then I was sent to seminary. Mm-hmm. And went to Reformed Theological Seminary. And again, not knowing what I was doing. I didn't even know what seminary was. The pastor friend who was mentoring me also sent me to seminary. And in seminary, a local church, Grace Community Church, hired me to be their assistant pastor and to start a youth program. And that's how I got to Charlottesville.
That's amazing faith journey. Take me back, though, if I might, just
sure.
A little bit. I want to go back to that night on your knees.
Mm.
How old were you?
25.
And safe to say it was a crossroad moment.
It was an incredible moment. Mm. I'll never forget it. And there's more to that dream, you know, before that experience where, you know, it's to believe only in me. I mean, in God's providence, that crucifix was significant for me because I remember that as a child. And that moment was extremely so real, but in the weight off my chest and being in the same spot,
mm-hmm.
you know, and drenched in tears and sweat, I've been crying and knowing something had changed in my heart. It's just, it felt so light.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the transformation there also transformed my vision.
Mm.
Because I, even that day, I began to see people different
mm-hmm.
and be able to talk different.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't for me because I was running the other way.
Mm.
You know, and so that was a significant transformation from that point to where I am today.
All right, let me ask something. The prophet Ezekiel, he prophesies that God says that he will remove your heart of stone
right.
and give you a heart of flesh. Did you feel like at that
absolutely.
Moment you were given a new heart?
Beyond a shadow of a doubt. Absolutely. Absolutely. And the thing was not just me, but the people around me noticing that.
Mm.
The countenance. And the first time I went back home,
mm-hmm.
people not even recognizing who I was anymore. Because mm-hmm. they knew the old guy.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know this new guy. And so that was testimony that the Lord had touched me and changed my life. And what I tell the inmates is, hey, I understand the pain. I understand the rejection. I understand what's being told that you're worthless. You can't do anything. Mm-hmm. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
And having to fight for everything you got. I was always a hands-up guy. Mm-hmm. But I also understand redemption.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand the joy of redemption mm-hmm. and forgiveness. And that's what Jesus offers.
And so in looking at your conversion story there and your ministry today, is it safe to say that the night on your knees was a bit of a rock bottom moment kind of before you had the conversion? I mean, you were at this place where you were asking, you know, kill me or
no,
kill
it
me.
Was rock bottom.
So yeah. Now when you meet an inmate today come walking into your jail, It's a relatable experience.
Extremely.
You've been where
extremely.
He is.
That's why I could talk people off the ledge, and that's what I have to do. Say, look, this is not the end of the story.
Yeah.
This is not the end.
Uh-huh.
The God that I serve is a powerful God.
Mm.
Again, his love's not on the same scale,
mm-hmm.
and his forgiveness is not on the same scale.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I can relate to that pain, and it's thinking your world is gone. It's not.
Mm. Did Jesus save your life that night?
Amen. Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And you were born again.
Amen. Yes,
absolutely.
I was.
You know, we were talking about at the break the verse in James 4:8, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. I would imagine that you could give an affirmation to that.
Yes, I'm one of those sheep that has to stay close to the shepherd. Yeah. Can't stray far. I'm
not, yeah, but as I listen, and this is what I know our listeners are tuning into this, but you did cry out to God.
I did.
And so with that being said, what would you say to any of our listeners that maybe right now, here we are on a Sunday morning, and they just happened to hit this radio station, and here they are listening to Jeff and Joseph talk, but it's actually for them right at this moment is a rock bottom moment for them. What would you say to somebody who's listening right now?
Cry out to God to heal you, to save you, and give it everything to him. Just empty yourself completely. Literally get on your face if you can, because you have to get down and you have to yield everything. Not 90% of it, not 99.9% of it, but everything, realizing you cannot go another step without him. Absolutely.
That's good word. This is Everyday Faith Radio, and our guest today is Joseph Viraxa, who is the minister of the Charlottesville Alamo Regional Detention Center, or the jail here in town. And that, I tell you, your story is just so powerful. Now, let me ask you this. As you read the Bible today, so how many years ago was your encounter experience?
30 years ago.
So as you read the Bible today and you come upon story after story in the New Testament where people have an encounter with Jesus, does that become kind of a, I don't know, like a reunion moment for you? When you read about somebody having an encounter with Jesus and their life changing, and then you all of a sudden fast forward to your life and your encounter.
It's a reunion moment in some points it is. Sometimes I don't even see that back there anymore, because I'm so zeroed in on what's going on here.
Yeah.
And you know, there's a story in particular, the woman at the well is one of my favorites, in particular in a situation, because she dropped her life source, the water pot, ran back to the village, and her testimony was so compelling, despite who she was, that a whole town came out and got converted. And I remind the inmates that God can use you,
yes,
despite what the past is, and despite what people are telling you, despite what the enemy's telling you, that you cannot be used. That's not true. And that story is extremely powerful.
Wow.
And we need to remind that. And one gentleman once said to me, after talking that story, said that that water pot she dropped, those are my drugs. That was my life source. And she left it at his feet. She dropped it and ran. Something happened to her at that moment when he said, "I am the Messiah, the one you seek." He revealed who he was. Something happened that caused her to drop that, run, give the testimony, and people come out and get saved.
Wow.
Powerful stuff.
Very powerful. You know, one of my favorite chapters in the Bible, very similar to that, is Mark chapter 5, and you have the they call him the demoniac. It was filled with legions of demons, and his encounter with Jesus. And at the end of his encounter with Jesus, again, I love this part. Jesus says to him, "Go back to where you come from and tell everybody about the grace and mercy you've received from the Lord." Well, Joseph, I'm going to have to get you back on this show because it's a blast to spend time with you. The job that you do is amazing. Your testimony is inspiring. And I just I thank you for being who you are.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Joseph, I want to say to you and to your family, all our listeners, and especially any of our inmates who are tuning in today, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and bring you peace. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you all next Sunday. Joseph, thanks again.